Chakwera said countries that have so far offered to assist in the search include the United States, Britain, Norway, and Israel,
who have all offered support in different forms, including the use of specialized technologies that will enhance our capacity to find the plane sooner. And I am most grateful for this support.
Chakwera also dismissed some media reports that his government has suspended search operations until Tuesday.
This is false. MDF soldiers are still on the ground carrying out the search, and I have given strict orders that the operation should continue until the plane is found.
A military plane carrying Chirima and 9 others went missing Monday morning after it failed to make its scheduled landing at Nzuzu International Airport in northern Malawi. He was on his way to attend a funeral of the country's former cabinet minister, Ralph Kasambara. President Lazarus Chakwera said aviation authorities had lost contact with the plane due to poor visibility caused by bad weather. However, Chakwera says he has great hope that the plane will soon be located.
I know that this is a heartbreaking situation. I know that we are all frightened and concerned. I, too, am concerned. But I want to assure you that I am sparing no available resource to find that plane, and I am holding on to every fiber of hope that we will find survivors.
Chakwera has so far directed the military to provide Malawians with regular updates on how the operation is going. The incident comes at a time when the relationship between the Malawi president and his vice was starting to normalize as the two were seen together during public functions. Last month, the Malawi government dropped corruption charges against Chirima over accusations that he received kickbacks from businessmen in exchange for government contracts. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Lilongwe.